Safety reforms are coming to Metro North following four high-profile incidents last year. Metro North's deadliest crash occurred when a train engineer with a sleep disorder says he felt dazed on duty. WNYC's Kat Aaron looks at what sleep and the lack of it can mean for safety on the rails.
This station is Spouting Tunnel.
The stretch of the Hudson Line just south of Riverdale is still and peaceful. A gorgeous straightaway running through the Bronx alongside the Hudson River. It's so calm, you can see how someone might nod off, which is apparently what happened to Metro North engineer William Rockefeller on December 1st, 2013. Rockefeller, new on the early morning shift, said he felt mesmerized in the moments before his train derailed in a crash that killed four passengers and injured more than 70. Fatal crashes are rare. But as the National Sleep Foundation learned when it surveyed people who work in transportation, deep exhaustion isn't.
Two-thirds of the train operators and one-half of the pilots said they rarely get a good night's sleep.
That's Helene Emsalem, a board member at the foundation. She says that persistent sleeplessness has consequences. 18% of train operators reported having a, quote, near miss.
It's hard. It's hard to try to stay awake.
Anthony Arante drove a subway train for 30 years.
And it's like you're awake, but you're not awake. You know, you're moving, you're there, but everything starts to get hypnotized, and you say, geez, I know I'm supposed to stop here.
One time, back in the 80s, he was headed uptown out of Broadway Lafayette.
And the train is on Houston Street. It turns right onto 6th Avenue. And as I'm going around the curve, I started to get a little
mesmerized, he says.
And then the curve woke me up. Because that curve, it woke me up. Oof, I woke up and I slowed down and then I went into West 4th Street.
But the curve on the Hudson Line coming into Spuyten and Duyvil didn't jolt William Rockefeller out of his daze. The bend in the track is where his train derailed. But his fatigue wasn't just regular sleepiness. After the crash, he was diagnosed with severe sleep apnea. Severe apnea is, well, severe. It means that your airway closes dozens or hundreds of times a night and you stop breathing for 10, 45 or even 60 seconds. You wake up enough to take a deep breath, often with a snort and a gasp, and conk out again. But you're not getting the good, solid sleep humans need to restore their physical and mental function.
And it just snowballs.
Helene Emsalem with the National Sleep Foundation.
And you hit a break point where it snowballs badly or there's an accident.
This week, the MTA must formally update federal regulators about safety plans at Metro North. The agency is already screening bus and subway drivers for sleep disorders like apnea, and last month it announced plans to screen Metro North workers, too. But would that have stopped what happened in the Bronx? Russell Senna at Harvard University's Division of Sleep Medicine says maybe not.
So the accident occurred at around 7 o'clock in the morning.
2 weeks before that, William Rockefeller's work schedule had changed drastically.
Which was, in terms of his previous shift, the evening shift, exactly when he would have been normally sound asleep at home.
He worked nights for more than 2 years, clocking out at 2:30 a.m., but he'd just been switched to early mornings. That's the kind of backwards move Senna says makes people uniquely exhausted.
And the body does not adjust within a two-week period to a full alertness at that 7 o'clock in the morning.
At Metro North, schedules are reshuffled periodically, and workers with more seniority get first dibs on prime shifts. That leaves other workers vulnerable to abrupt changes. Fatigue issues have been on the radar of transit regulators for years, with little impact. A new bill in Congress would make so-called fatigue risk plans and predictable work and rest schedules mandatory for railroads, including Metro North. But conductor Anthony Arante says any late-night or early-morning train ride shows what drivers are up against.
Look at the people on the train. When you run the train, they're all sleeping, right? What do you think I want to do?
Unlike commuters, train operators can't rest their eyes. For WNYC, I'm Kat Aaron.
This story is part of WNYC's Clock Your Sleep project. Go to wnyc.org/sleep to learn how to track your own sleep online and follow along as WNYC's hosts compete to see who can gain more sleep during our two-week challenge.